USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The images coming from the outskirts of Key Park gruesome. Bodies strewn across streets and buried in mass shallow graves. President Biden calling Russian President Vladimir Putin a war criminal.
This guy is brutal, and what's happening in Bucha is outrageous, and everyone's seen it.
The U.S. will seek to remove Russia from the U.N. Human Rights Council. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield called the Kremlin's participation a farce. Meanwhile, an oligarch that's been sanctioned for several years is without a boat.
The United States and Spain on Monday seized a $90 million yacht in Mallorca, owned by Russian billionaire Viktor Vekselberg, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Attorney General Merrick Garland said it marks the first seizure by the Justice Department's newly created Russian Sanctions Enforcement Task Force. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Add Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and Utah Senator Mitt Romney to the now trio of Republicans who signaled they would vote for Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. They joined Maine Senator Susan Collins as breaking from the caucus and ensuring that Jackson will win confirmation to the U.S. Supreme Court. A bill protecting abortion rights in Colorado has been signed into law. Governor Jared Polis, in a statement, said the decision to start or end a pregnancy with medical assistance will remain between a person, their doctor, and their faith. The bill passed the Democratic-controlled legislature last month. It comes amid growing concerns by some that the conservative-leaning Supreme Court could overturn Roe v. Wade this term. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street Monday with help from technology and communication stocks. The Dow rose 104 points. The Nasdaq rose 271 points. The S&P 500 was up by 37. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
26-year-old Dondre Martin has been arrested in connection to Sunday's mass shooting in Sacramento, California. Police Chief Cassidy Lester tells NBC News that they are searching for at least one other gunman.
Our team is actively working on it, and we're certainly continuing to identify people that were involved in this.
Six were killed and a dozen were wounded. The arrest came as the Sacramento County coroner identified the victims. A businessman says more can be done to combat high gas prices at the pump.
The price of a gallon of gas broke records in many parts of the United States, and in an attempt to lower impact on consumers, the United States is releasing 1 million barrels of oil per day from the strategic oil reserves. Andy Puzner is the former CEO of CKE Restaurants. He tells Fox News the president could do more for inflation and high gas prices.
All the president has to do is go out there and say, look, we're going to drill. We're going to approve these permits. We want funding for these companies that want to drill. We're going to put in pipelines. Energy prices would drop. The price of the pump would drop. If that doesn't happen, there's only one person you can blame, and that's Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Elon Musk is now Twitter's largest shareholder. He bought more than 73 million shares worth $2.9 billion. That gives him a 9% stake in the company. Listen to us anytime. Our website is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.